Okay.
You still going by bar time?
I think so.
See, Tim's on.
Yep. A couple others, we don't know who.
There's a couple, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Clint's arrived, it says.
I see that.
Hi, Clint.
Hey, Clint.
Ready?
I am.
I'm ready if you're ready.
Okay. You ready?
Ready. We'll get our meeting started, gentlemen. Have the clerk call the roll.
Edmonds is absent. Buchanan?
Here.
Wise?
Here.
Ballinger?
Here.
Srulik?
Here. Need a motion to approve the minutes of our meeting April the 20th, 2020.
And the 27th.
You want to do them separate or together? Mm-mm. And then we're also going to vote on the minutes of our April the 27th, our regular meeting. I'll make that motion. I need a second.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Any questions on the meetings? If not, call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. I'm going to have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $22,301.61. Police, $15,942.49. Fire, $5,043.34. Street, $4,680.15. Parks, $1,852.94. Public Health and Safety, $1,268.39. Police and Fire Commission, $440. Garbage Disposal, $49.09. Cemetery, $3,884.06. Water Operations, $17,560.36. Sewer Operations, $3,264.62. EPA water project loan payment, $180,580.44. Water deposits, $575. Clinton Sanitary District, $42,815.21. Clinton Area Youth Initiative Program, $11. Warner Hospital and Health Services operating account, $257,575.36.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll make that motion.
Second? I'll second it.
I'll second it.
Any discussion on the bills and payroll? If not, call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Bellinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulich?
Here. This time we'll take a few minutes to see if anybody public wants to address the council in any. We'll give them a few minutes to call in or voice. Nobody showing up?
Nope.
Okay, we'll move on down to reports of public affairs. I have a couple items. Nate Ennis is moving off of the hospital board. We have a candidate that we will put on their next meeting. I'll put all the information in the commissioner's box this week so that you can have an idea what's going on there. Also, we have Landon Lincoln Goodwill Industries Board of Directors have appointed a new CEO and president, Ron Kluvis. He's been with the organization since 2014. We wish him all the good luck and welcoming aboard of a nice new business that come into community last year. Now we've got some reappointments of our city officials. The clerk will read them all for us.
Motion to reappoint Steve Myers, city attorney, for a period of 1 year.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Any discussion? If not, call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise? Srulich.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Motion to reappoint Cheryl Van Bailey, city clerk, for a period of 1 year.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Most certainly.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulich?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion to reappoint Clint Lichtenwalter, city treasurer, for a period of 1 year.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Bellinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulich?
Yes.
Thank you.
Motion to reappoint Tom Edmonds, budget officer, for a period of 1 year.
Make that motion.
I'll make the motion.
All right, second.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srulich?
Yes.
Motion to reappoint Steve Lobb, Public Works Director, for a period of 1 year.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulich?
Yes. Thank you. We'll move down to report from street and public improvement.
Okay, Stephen and I talked, we've got bid on the Center Street project. And Steve, if you're on there, I'll let you go ahead and talk and explain everything. Are you there,
okay,
Steve?
I'll see if you can hear me.
Yep.
Cheryl's shaking her head yes, so I assume it's working. I'll be as brief as I can. This is our second round through the IDOT letting. This one was actually on April 24th, and we'd redesigned the project at the council's directive here at the last meeting, or a meeting or two ago. So we did redesign, trying to get prices better, and the fact of the matter is, we do have prices better. This proposal came in at $1.25 million, as opposed to our original bid there that came in at like $1.5 million. We are still 28% high, but the fact of the matter is, we've gone through the process twice now. Both times, there were multiple bidders that picked up packages, but only one contractor, Illinois Valley Paving, submitted bids. We kind of have two choices here. Obviously, if the council's uncomfortable with this, we can always reject the bid. But if we reject the bid, that does create a whole host of issues. We won't be able to do the project this fiscal year. We would have to push it off to 2021. If we do push the project off to 2021, since we are using federal aid dollars to do this, there is no assurance that the project will make the queue in 2021. We have to kind of go back through the process. And I want to be clear that the money is the city's allotted amount, but there's only so much each fiscal year that's put into what they call their queue, and we would have to basically reapply. So it could actually push the project beyond 2021 and take it to 2022. The fact of the matter is, we do have at the 28% over, that equates to 49% or 49,000 that the city would have to come up with, as opposed to the federal aid money coming up with an additional 200,000. I have spoken with Tim. We do have the available funds and the infrastructure funds. That's going to cut us tight, but it is there. And all things considered, I just feel it's probably the best for the city at this point. And my recommendation would be to place this on file tonight. And what we actually do is we just concur with the award, or basically we agree with that. But since we are running it through IDOT, they're actually the awarding agency. So that's kind of it in a nutshell, and I think I ran through some stuff pretty fast there. I'd be happy to answer questions, but that's where we're at.
Any council members got any questions? I gave you quite a bit of information to think about. We're going to place it on file tonight, Steve.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct. All we'd be doing tonight is placing it on file. You know, and obviously if you have questions or want a more detailed explanation, although the reality is that's about as detailed as I can give. You know, the one question that jumps to everyone's mind, as well as mine, why is this bid continuing to come in high? And I've consulted with our engineers. I've talked with the folks at IDOT. We've even talked, you know, as much as we can with the contractor that has submitted bids. There is no explanation, but we have gone through the process twice, and you know, I think, you know, the number seems to be what the number's going to be. So moving forward probably makes the most sense, and we get the project done this year with the changes. Now keep in mind, we did take out a lot of asphalt resurfacing on the north end, but it would get us to a point that in 2021 or 2022, with our local MFT dollars, we could go ahead and redo the pavement there, but we can't do any pavement until we get all the concrete work done prior to. And this takes care of all of that. That road will be ready to go. And as much as it would be nice to get all the pavement right now, the northern end is slightly better. It was done more recently, although it's been 20 years ago. So it does have a few years of pavement life left. It can work that way. But, I guess I'm just asking the council probably to move forward with this at this point. We need to get the job done so we can get this one behind us and move on to our next.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Steve. Also, I'd like to talk with Steve. We've had a few problems this last week with all the water and everything, and with this virus, you know, people are having problems running out of toilet paper and stuff, and some people are using paper towels, and some of these wipes that are supposed to be disposable that you can flush down the stool, but are getting our system and causing problems. Our lift stations, we've had problems with it a couple times plugging up, and I guess Steve said that the section of town they had to go in and jet one of the mains because it plugged up with towels and things. So I just ask the public, please don't flush anything down that's not supposed to be flushed. It's causing problems. And also I'd like to thank everybody, the employees, for doing a great job with what's going on. Departments helping each other out where they can and they're keeping their distance. So just want to say thank you to all the employees. And that's all I have.
Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
Okay.
Thank you.
Public property?
All right. I don't have a whole lot either. the guys, if you've been out around town today, you saw that they started flushing hydrants. They're fitting that in, still keeping their distances, keeping the plant. Everything's running on the even keel. But they are systematically going to flush all the hydrants in Clinton. And it started out today, and they're going to continue. It'll probably take the whole week, and as we get rain, it kind of delays them. But other than that, that's just business as usual. And I want to express the same. The different employees are doing a great job, and I really am impressed. And also, I don't know exactly why the motorcade went through yesterday, but I thought it was very well put together. The fire department, everybody with the motorcycles and all the cars, and everybody's out waving, and just it gave an uplift to the day. So, Danny, it looked like your guys did a really good job of promoting that and getting it done. I have no idea what it was for, which I was going to ask you, and that way maybe you'll explain during your briefing of what that was all about. Because I know my neighborhood loved it. The kids were out waving and enjoyed it. So whatever it was, it was very well put together, and it was very well received in my neighborhood anyway. So thanks for everybody that had anything to do with that. Everybody stay safe. And that's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. We'll move down to public health and safety.
What that was, John, that was a gentleman that reached out to me since we stopped going for birthdays for individuals because we had a little bit of complaints. But we outweighed the good versus the bad of people complaining. And to make the kids smile and everything, we decided to do it again. So this gentleman reached out to us, and he kind of got with us and the Eagles. And we just put a drive through town where we could take a whole bunch of birthdays and just make a tour through town past those houses. And it was to celebrate birthdays. And then we went by the nursing homes and the high rises, you know, and so people could see it and just smile.
Well, that in my neighborhood. I mean, everybody was out and everybody was just really enjoying it, and everybody was friendly, and it really was a good time, and it was broke the monotony. It really did. It was well put together.
Well, it was there to make people smile, and while everybody's down on this right now, so that's the purpose of it, and you'll probably see it again. So that pretty much tells about that. Fire and police have been quiet, which is a good thing. Try to keep it that way. The cemetery is good. Everybody's going to have to be patient with us there because, you know, with all the rain and stuff, it's going to take a little longer to get everything weed-eated and mowed, but the guys are working their butts off trying to get her done, and hopefully we'll have everything looking nice. That's all I have.
Got some appointments.
You have to do your appointments, Dan.
Okay, yes. I have two appointments to reappoint the fire chief. You want to do it first, Cheryl?
Well, we got to do Tim, and then we'll do the fire chief and assistant fire chief.
Okay.
Okay.
We need to go ahead with Tim's reappointment.
Okay, motion to reappoint Tim Folliwell, public health officer and sexton of the cemetery, for a period of 1 year.
I would make that motion. Okay. I'll second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes.
The next would be to reappoint the fire chief.
Yeah, motion to reappoint Jeff Hoke, fire chief, for a period of 1 year.
I would make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? If not, call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes.
And I have one more appointment to reappoint Assistant Fire Chief Stephen Page.
Motion to reappoint Stephen Page, Assistant Fire Chief, for a period of 1 year.
And I would make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes.
And that would be all I have.
Okay, thank you. I don't guess we have any report from Accounts and Finance. You have anything, Clint?
I don't, Roger. The only thing I was going to point out just real quick was that we did end up, even with as bad as things are right now in the world, we did end up the year above our projections on sales tax this past fiscal year, so that was a good sign.
Okay. Thank you. We'll move down to unfinished business. We got some audits we got to vote on.
Yep. Motion to approve the engagement letter from Floyd and Associates CPAs for $30,000 for the financial audit fiscal year 20 and $4,025 for the A-133 audit.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Any discussion on the audits? If not, call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes.
Motion to approve the engagement letter from Floyd and Associates CPAs for $2,600 for the annual audit TIP funds fiscal year 20.
I'll make that motion. I need a second.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Call the roll.
Ballinger? Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. We'll move down to new business. We're going to place three items on file. First one is the TPA four-year agreement, Extension Mutual Medical Plan Incorporated. Number two is a donation for the fireworks display for the $7,000. Number three is a bid for Center Street Rehabilitation Project for Illinois Valley Paving, $1.252 million. That's the three that we're going to place on file. I'll hear a motion to adjourn.
I'd make that motion.
Call the roll, please.
Somebody needs a second.
You need a second on?
I'll second it.
Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
Good night.
Thank you, everybody.
Good night. Thanks, everybody.